Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
United Farm Worker Leadership laid the blame for the lack of action in Washington on immigration at the feet of the Republican Party and the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Senate decided not to include worker immigration legislation in fiscal year 23 omnibus appropriations bill. The omnibus passed the House last week, and it's on its way to the president's desk for his signature. UWF President Teresa Romero says it's a bitter disappointment for farm workers across the country who have earned the right to legal status through the sweat of their brow. She also called it unsurprising, saying that leaders of both groups want to keep farm workers living in fear and uncertainty. The value of farmland continues to rise in many markets. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
Many farmers are wrapping up 2022 in pretty good financial shape.
And you can see that in pressures on land prices.
Upward pressures on land prices, of course. This from USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer. He told us,
we saw assets and equities rise in 2022 and even some declines in debt, really modest declines in debt, but some declines in debt with rising asset valuations,
including farmland. Meyer says you should not, though, judge the entire farmland market from a few reportedly very high prices in a few Midwest auctions.
But I think it does tell you that for some producers in some sectors, it's been a good year. Cash is on hand. Asset values are increasing, and I think that that is and has provided a little bit of land price pressures.
The other day, the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago reported Midwest farmland values jumping 20% during the third quarter of the year, making for 11 straight months of rising farmland values.
The no-till on the Plains 27th Annual Winter Conference is January 23rd through the 25th in Wichita, Kansas. Aaron Sawyers is the executive director of No-Till on the Plains. He talks about the upcoming event.
No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, in my opinion, is one of the better conferences in the country to attend, kind of a grassroots board that always strives for education to meet you where you're at. So if you're just starting or you've been in it for longer than the organization, it's a really neat, special organization to me. So we've got a really nice speaker lineup to challenge your whole paradigm of your operation.
He also talked about some of the workshops and speakers.
The early hands-on workshop, there's an advanced session where guys are using biology to decrease inputs, increase profitability. Then there's a fundamentals workshop going on the same day for people who are just newer, maybe not as far along in their journey. Just to highlight a few of our speakers, we have Tom Robinson, farmer from Australia, Blake Vince, farmer from Canada. Those are both kind of our bigger keynote speakers.
This is Inside Agriculture.